Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson, and I too welcome a high-level delegation here in Geneva. Democratic Republic of the Congo has ratified the CEDAW Convention since 17 October 1986. In other words, almost 40 years or two generations ago. Within this period, what kind of changes have been taking place in the area of decision-making process? What have women of the state party benefited? How many women are in top positions in the state party currently? Article 14 of DRC's constitution puts a legal obligation on the state party to implement gender parity in all national, provincial, and local institutions. The very same article obliges to take all appropriate measures to assure the total realization and full participation of women in all domains, including in the civil, political, economic, social, and cultural domains. 10 years back, adopted law number 15/013 on the application of women's rights and parity, law of parity, opted for an equitable female representation in public institutions instead of the strict parity requirement. In the Article 5 of the law of parity, obliges political parties to take gender equality into account when drawing up political electoral lists in accordance with the conditions laid down in the electoral law. The 2.5 years of old electoral law of the DRC in Article 13 paved way for equality in Congolese politics by expressively providing for 50-50 political representation. However, despite progressive legal and policy framework that expressly provides for women and girls full and equal representation in the civil, political, economic, social, and cultural spheres, women and girls in the DRC remain underrepresented in all spheres, including the political sphere and in the private sector. In 2020, women represented less than one-third, more precisely 29.6% of those employed in senior and middle management. DRC's parliament is heavily male-dominated, as out of the 500 members of parliament, only 14% of them are women. It means two times less than world average. This is dramatic decrease. We could rephrase the data, and then it is even more sarcastic. There are 87 male MPs in the parliament of the state party, and that is far away how it needs to be in the 21st of century. Now, on 1st of April 2024, last year, the DRC appointed its first female prime minister, Judith Suminwa. Correct. The new government was therefore formed in June. According to UN reports, tensions and clashes, including two women, an activist for Ensemble pour la République and the chair of the local branch of the Independent National Electoral Commission, were separately assaulted and stripped naked by several men around polling stations in the provinces of Kasai Oriental and Lomami, respectively. In response, the Minister of Gender, Family and Children adopted the roadmap for the prevention and response to electoral violence against women involved in politics for the 2024 till 2028 electoral cycle. I have four questions. First, what steps are foreseen within political parties to guarantee remarkably more women taking seats in the legislative body? Two, what kind of concrete measures have been taken to eliminate electoral violence against women involved in politics? Third, what has been done by government to protect women who want to stand as candidates? And finally, taking into consideration the extremely violent situation in the eastern part of the DRC, it is almost a naive question today. But nevertheless, I would like to ask, could the state party indicate when there will be met parity 50-50 in the parliament of DRC, which is written in your laws? Thank you.
Thank you very much.